Lieutenant Call. John Fortaleza thoughtfully looks at the photo he's holding. I remember standing on my doorstep in the Netherlands, going off to Afghanistan for the first time, he says. And my youngest kid said, don't die. And I said, I'll be back. The chief administrative officer, Sal, of Hope is sitting in his office going through a pile of photos taken throughout his 22 years in the military. The photos seem almost out of place in the wide space, which is neat, orderly, and betrays nothing about Fortaleza's military career. Yet the photos on the table show a man who's not only served his country but traveled overseas, many times, in order to do so. While some are standalone shots of him in uniform, many of the photos feature men that he's either served with or worked alongside in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Cyprus, the former Yugoslavia, the Netherlands, Afghanistan, the United Kingdom, Czech Republic, USA, and Canada. It's these comrades, especially those who've lost their lives, that he remembers, commemorates, during Remembrance Day. For me, it's a day where I get to remember a lot of the people that I served with, some that are still there and some that aren't, Fortaleza says. Effort is put in the day, making sure your shoes are shined, and you're in your uniform and it's nice and pressed. But it isn't for me. We do it for each other. And I dress up because it's the least I can do. And it's a mark of respect. Officially taking place on November 11 since 1931, but first observed on November 6, 1919 as Armistice Day, Remembrance Day honors the ceasefire between the Allied forces and Germany during the First World War. On November 11, 1918, the Armistice Agreement was signed in Paris and the ceasefire went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Since then, Remembrance Day has grown to recognize and honor the sacrifice of men and women who've served, and continue to serve, in conflicts around the world. Fortaleza, who will once again be representing the district with the mayor during Hope's ceremony at the cenotaph, says that this is the time for the community to connect with its veterans and uniformed members. Veterans are your neighbors, and you don't always know they're veterans, Fortaleza says. You don't know where they are, or who they are, in your community. And they're not necessarily these strange beings that have suffered traumatic experiences that exclude them from normal general society. He says it's important to honor those who've served their country as this is a duty that protects people and allows them the freedom that they've grown up with. And that it is important to understand that, sometimes sacrifice, again in service, is required for a national purpose. However, he also wants the community to remember that most veterans become normal citizens, again, integrate back into their communities, and continue to raise their families. It was important that they served. It's natural to be thankful and remember them on the day, but don't fear associating with them. Be friends with them, be neighbors, because they're people too. Born and raised in Edmonton, Alta, Fortaleza attended the University of Lethbridge where he completed his Bachelor of Arts in Political Science in 1988. He also completed his Master's of Business Administration in 2009 at the University of Athabasca. He is married to Anne Todd Fortaleza and together they have two sons, Kyle and Miles Fortaleza. Fortaleza's military career began when he joined the 20th Independent Field Battery, at the Royal Canadian Artillery in Lethbridge, Alta, in 1987 as a gunner. He joined as a way to stay connected with his friends, who had also joined, and to have something to do. Originally he had been planning to be a lawyer and was on track to apply for law school. However, after being commissioned in 1988, he found himself enjoying military life and the structure and camaraderie it provided. He remained with his unit until he was transferred to the regular force in May of 1990. From there Fortaleza decided to pursue a career in the military and it's a decision he's yet to regret. Looking back, and talking with my lawyer friends, I think I made the right decision, he laughs. I like the service, the letting, and the challenge of it. And I would say there's some crossover between the two. As an officer in the army, you do a lot with administrative and legal processes. And you definitely interpret rules, regulations, and acts. And I've even administered justice to soldiers in the Canadian Army and the British Army. In 1990, after a year at the Canadian Forces Base, CFB, Winnipeg, He was posted at CFB Shiloh with the 3rd Regiment Royal Canadian Horse Artillery. While there he served as a troop leader in the J Battery and later as a troop commander, forward observation officer and battery captain in the A Battery at the 1st Regiment Royal Canadian Horse Artillery. Between 1992 to 1993, Fort Alexi was deployed to Cyprus as part of Operation Snow Goose. Still active, Snow Goose is one of Canada's longest-running missions in another country and is a United Nations peacekeeping force in the Middle East. From 1994 to 1997, Fort Alexi represented Canada as an exchange officer in the United Kingdom. He served with the 1st Regiment Royal Horse Artillery as a forward observation officer with the Chestnut Troop, and as a battery captain and acting battery commander of the E Battery. During this period, he was deployed with the British Army, as part of NATO's implementation force of the Dayton Peace Accords, to Yugoslavia. "You don't fight for king and country. You fight for each other," he says. "And I've learned in my travels and experiences that people are generally good all over the world." After passing both the Battery Commander's course and the Combined Armed Tactics course, Fort Alexi returned to CFB Shiloh and served as a staff officer from 1997 to 1999. He was then employed as a regular support staff officer at the 26th Field Artillery Regiment in Brandon, Man, until 2003. After being promoted to Major, Fort Alexi was posted back to CFB Shiloh where he commanded the Western Area Training Center Detachment. In 2006, he was once again deployed and sent to the NATO Joint Force Command Brunsum in the Netherlands. He was then sent to the Chief of Staff's Office Headquarters, NATO's International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan, where he held the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. In 2009, he returned to CFB Shiloh and served as the Base Administrative Officer and Base Operations Officer until 2010. He was then appointed the base chief of staff and he remained in that position until his retirement from the regular force in 2012. After retirement, Fort Alexi was transferred to the reserve force, with BC's 5th Field Regiment Artillery, and was appointed the commanding officer from May 2013 to May 2016. From June 2016 to July 2019, he served as a reserve force advisor to the G5HQ 3rd Canadian Division. He was then transferred to the Directorate of Employer Support to help assist employers in supporting reservists in the province. Since September 1, 2023, Fort Alexi has been overseeing domestic response and reserve summer training in BC. After being appointed the commanding officer for the Territorial Battalion Group and 39 Canadian Brigade Group Battle School. After agreeing with his wife that it was time to support her career and goals, Fort Alexi moved to Hope after becoming the district's SOW in 2012. Fort Alexi says working in Hope has been wonderful and, in a lot of ways, he finds being a SOW quite similar to his time as the chief of staff. Specifically, he's found that both roles are quite busy and require him to be in charge of overseeing infrastructure, operations, and capital investments. At the same, he's well aware that the life he leads now, and his military career, benefited from having a strong support system. Particularly, he says that he is very grateful for his wife who provided him endless support, and looked after their family, while he was deployed. "She's, in a lot of ways, the hero of this story too," he says. "And we never give families, and partners, of those who serve enough credit. You miss key dates, and you depend on your partner a lot. And, luckily for me, my wife's been fantastic." Lieutenant Col. John Fort Alexi in a plane while deployed to Bosnia in 1996. He was deployed with the British Army into the Czech sector in and around Sanski Most. John Fort Alexi, submitted. Lieutenant Col. John Fort Alexi in Bosnia in 1996. He was deployed with the British Army into the Czech sector in and around Sanski Most. John Fort Alexi, submitted. Lieutenant Col. John Fort Alexi in Bosnia in 1996. He was deployed with the British Army into the Czech sector in and around Sanski Most. John Fort Alexi, submitted. Lieutenant Colonel John Fort Alexi receiving a medal from the Czech government. John Fort Alexi, submitted. Lieutenant Col. John Fortaleci in Bosnia in 1996. He was deployed with the British Army into the Czech sector in and around Sanski Most. John Fortaleci, submitted.